Truck Chat Freestyle, Season 4, Episode 4, August 7th. Let's get this started. Good morning and welcome to Freestyle, another day in the life. This is, moving along fast. Can't believe we're on day 4 already. First I was waiting for it to start, Then, boom, dog days are on us and we are moving fast through this. It is just before 7 a.m. on Friday. TGIF, everybody. When I was a kid, I wrote that on my shoes to help me put them on. Toes go in first. Here's what I discovered yesterday. There is no good way for me to make the number 8. I'm sorry, somebody gave me their phone number yesterday, and it was area code 858 and had a few more 8s in it. And when I started out, when I was a kid and made an 8, I did the, you know, the letter S kind of thing, and then drew the back line up to close the both loops. And the faster I got, the worse those got. It was asymmetric all the time. It wasn't consistent. So I went to the drafting mode where you make two circles. Like, kind of like a snowman. Circle on top, circle on bottom. But that's too slow. When I got that phone message yesterday and I was writing down the phone number, it said, here's my number, 858 blah blah blah, 88 something 8. I went, I can't keep up. I had to go back and replay it like twice. I know, first world problem. But it was just difficult. You may hear garbage trucks in the background or recycle vehicles. I don't know what's roaming around at this time of day. I think garbage comes first. Making the number 8 doesn't work for me. I tried while I waited on hold for somebody to pick up and join the conference call, and I made probably 100 8s the old-fashioned way, and none of them looked good. They looked like the letter G, a lowercase g. They looked like peanuts. They looked like they were all over the place. I could not get them consistent, and they didn't look like mine. So I'm going to stick with the two-circle method for now. Even though it's slower, I'll be able to tell what it is, which is better than most of my handwriting, which is why I type most things. Yesterday, I replaced the pool leveler. I don't know if I mentioned this the other day, but the old one had a slow leak. The pool leveler is basically one of those things that goes in the tank of your toilet to keep the water at a certain level, and it shuts off when the water gets up to a point. Same basic concept in a pool. Ours was, I think it was leaking about 6 months ago. You could hear it. And water being what it is in the Southwest, don't want to waste the water. So I went to Home Depot and picked up one of those $6-7 toilet things. It looked just like the one I pulled out, so I put it in. And then I realized the pool level kept going up and up and up, about a quarter inch a day. Now, this is a 28,000-gallon pool. So if you do the math, I don't remember my calculus or differential equations or whatever it is to figure out the volume on a sloped depth and, that would be the pressure, I guess. Never mind. But suffice it to say, it wasn't good that it was leaking. And I verified this by putting some blue food coloring in the little area where the pool leveler sits, and then that drains into the pool. And sure enough, blue food coloring was coming out the little pipe in the side of the pool. It looked like a smoke plume. Not pouring out, but it had time to warm up, and if you held your hand there, you could feel the warm water. Not good. So I went to the pool store yesterday, and I've known this for months. I don't know what took me so long. Maybe it was just stubbornness. Whenever you buy something new, you think maybe it'll fix, maybe it'll break in. I don't want to waste more money throwing good money after bad. Maybe I did something wrong. I know, it was only about $7. But there's something, it was just like when I bought those shoes that were a little too small last year before. I paid money for these. I'm going to get some use out of it if it kills me. Now, those shoes almost did. But the pool leveler, went to the pool store yesterday. I took it out first, and I noticed something. There are holes on the bottom of the pipe. So I took this thing apart, and I said, well, if this pipe goes into the part where the water comes out of the ground, and I put my hand over the other end of the pipe, theoretically, I should stop any water from coming out. It doesn't. I held it up to my mouth, and I blew on it, and air came out. said, wait, this should be a closed connection. Why is air coming out? Which means water's coming out, which means this thing is useless. So I went to the store and I said, what's the deal? Watch. And I blew in the pipe and I went, he said, huh, that's odd. Oh, we sell those same kind here. Well, I don't want that kind. He says, well, we've got another kind. And it looked a little more high-tech. Instead of being black and gray, it was white, so it looked kind of Star Trek-ish, which kind of turned me on. And it was a little more expensive. But it has no chance of leaking. So I put that in, and I verified that it is not leaking, and I set the pool at a very low level. So I know exactly how high the pool is this morning, or last night anyway. It was just shy of 7 inches to the first step by the shallow end, by the railing. And I will continue to monitor it over the next few days and hopefully save a considerable amount of water, because we should not be wasting water here. All right, that was a bit of a long story. Make these others quick. I also discovered the notes in Bostrock. Thank you, Melissa Bartel, the bathtub mermaid. She's the one who steered me towards Bostrock last year during the Dog Days of podcasting. I believe she uses it on her iPad, and I use it on my iPhone 6 Plus, which is about the size of an iPad. And I like it, and I discovered the notes in there. So now I can keep track of notes. So I'll prepare them elsewhere, slap them into Bostrock at the last second, and away we go. I am looking forward to talking to Melissa. We have a discussion planned for Monday. She wants to do an interview. I understand she's still grappling with some of the technical issues. Hopefully we can get that resolved in the next few days and have what I suspect will go on the Dog Days of Podcasting as an entertaining or maybe informative interview that I'll have with her. Let's see. Boom, boom, boom. Making number 8, pool leveler. See, I'm going through the notes so I don't forget anything. Bostrock. And yeah, now it's time for the show review. Again, 7 minutes in. I'll try to keep this short of 10. Today's show is Breaking Bad. Many of you have seen this. Again, apologies if this is a review. These are my thoughts on shows that I have watched in the last year, or movies, or books, and that is my theme for this year. I heard JT Shea on his podcast yesterday say that he finally finished it, so I can say, yeah, I was waiting for it so I wouldn't give you any spoilers. Not really. I finished it about 2 months ago. Was it that long ago? I don't know. This summer is going so blasted fast. I think it has been a couple of months. June, I believe. Yeah, I can get better audio on this thing if I put my hand here. I don't look very good. I wouldn't do this in public. I won't do that. But the Breaking Bad is a very well-written show. I believe it was 5 seasons. I was not able to watch it contiguously because I had business travel and whatnot in and among the way. Watched it on Netflix. All 5 seasons are available. And I knew a few things about the show. I think I watched like 1 or 2 or 3 with Lisa when she started watching it about 2-3 years ago with her boyfriend. Or maybe that was Lost. I think it was both, actually. And they obviously had more free time than I did because I had a day job. And they sat on the couch and watched it all in about 2 days. I took a little longer. Probably about 2 months, 3 months. That sounds about right. So I watched it this spring and into the summer and enjoyed it very much. It's a good story about the transformation of an ordinary guy facing hardship and takes interesting, if not radical, means to do it. I thought that the character Heisenberg would be more pronounced. I've seen all the memes lately. I've got friends who have Heisenberg icons on the back of their Macintosh. You know, you can put the stickers on there so that the Apple lights up some part of it. But they really only mention his name a couple of times, and it was sort of this character that didn't come out as much as I thought it would. But it was always this well-known thing within the community. So maybe it was kind of cool that it was this mysterious, sort of like the alien on Alien. It was scarier when you didn't see it. So maybe the fear of that character. I also liked the role of Jesse Pinkman and how he wasn't always on board with everything that was going on. And as Walter White transgressed from, you know, the calm, mild-mannered school teacher with cancer to this very ruthless man, and in his mind, he would do anything for his family, anything to ensure that his family was taken care of. But it was, it really brought out the human nature of, and made you think, would I, could I be capable of doing something like that under those circumstances? It was very enjoyable. The ending, I'm not going to spoil it. I thought they tied it up well, and I don't know. I'm still debating on the ending. I'm not sure if I loved it or thought it could have gone a little different direction. But I've got to work on that one. But overall, a very good show. Excellent show. Excellent show. It's probably one of the highest rated series in the last decade. So if you haven't seen it and you want a good series just to get into, this is similar to the one I'm going through right now that somebody recommended. Once you start, it's tough to stop. It's that good. This is going to be one of those in the 9 and 10 range on my scale of one is, oh my gosh, I threw up, to number 10 is couldn't stop watching. If I didn't have to work or sleep, I wouldn't have stopped watching. It does take a little while to get moving. You're like, okay, well, these guys are doing something interesting. There are some corny sections. There's some wonderful humor in there. It seems like anytime Jesse and Walter get together, they're so inept at being criminals that they're going to give themselves away. But the situation always works out that they get away with it. But then the cops look back at like video footage of things. They're just laughing at these amateurs. Like, who are these guys? They stole this stuff, and really? Okay, that's all the hints I'm going to get. JT, love to hear your thoughts on it. And Melissa was asking for theories of everything on her Dog Days number 3. I gave her one. We'll see if that shows up later. Looking forward to talking to her on Monday. And I will continue to throw comments at any of you others that are asking for questions or comments or things as they come up. Oh, Clinton, the temperature on the airplane is because they want you to know if the plane were to break up and you don't die from blunt force trauma from something hitting you, you will probably die from either asphyxiation because there's not a lot of oxygen at 30,000 feet or freezing because it's minus 72 degrees. It would take a long time to fall 30,000 feet down to the warmer temperatures before you die from impact. Either way, you're doomed. And the temperature is there just to remind you. Ground speed? You got to talk to an aviator. I knew that at one time, but good luck with that. All right, that's it for this one. I have a new ending. Hey, check this out.
There's that music again. That means that's all for this time, so let me tell you how to get in touch with me if you're so inclined. My podcasts are at chuckchat.com, where they've been since 2004. More general information about me is at Chuck Tomasi. I assume you can spell Chuck, right? But Tomasi is T-O-M-A-S-I, and there you'll find links to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, books, career notes, and all that stuff. Some shows are recorded in the Binary Studio in sunny Phoenix, Arizona, and the rest are recorded on my phone using Boss Jock. I'm sure you can tell the difference just by listening. This show is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting, a challenge for podcasters to make a podcast a day for 30 days, about this time each year, August. Thanks to my friend and coworker Craig Stepp for coming up with the idea in 2012. For more information about the Dog Days of Podcasting, head to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Thank you for listening, and I give you a high five. 101.